Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbury, shining the spotlight on St Paul's conversion, as depicted by Caravaggio in a painting housed in the Church of Santa Maria del Popolo. This is a Pauline year. You mentioned Caravaggio earlier. What about the conversion of St Paul in Santa Maria del Popolo, that magnificent picture in which St Paul is lying on the ground as a horse sort of...
It is one of the great interpretations of the interior life. If, with a little bit of art historical research, one reminds oneself that the kind of treatment of that same theme that Caravaggio would have known, the way artists a little bit older than he had treated it in the preceding 20, 30 years, was Cecil B. DeMille with dozens of servants, with rearing horses, with light plunging down from heaven, Paul thrown violently from the horse. I mean, these were extremely dramatic interpretations of what the Acts of the Apostles, the other Pauline text, where he describes this a bit, really talk about in much more restrained terms. Caravaggio, with an extraordinary capacity for spiritual listening, for a kind of interiority, removes all of those figures. What I'm saying is that his contemporaries would have expected to find at least 10 figures in such a scene. In Caravaggio, there are two or three or perhaps four. Paul and the servant, the horse, and then the light, which rains down from heaven. Paul struck blind, Paul on the ground, opens his arms in the posture of the cross. Paul, who later will say that he has been crucified with Christ, that where Greeks look for wisdom and Jews want miracles, he, Paul, has only one theme in his preaching, and that is Christ crucified. Paul here already adopts the pose that will become the meaning of his life. And so, wrapped in the light of Christ, and completely alone, the horse turns his haunches to Paul. The servant similarly turns away, does not really look on with any particular curiosity. Paul, all alone with Christ, already assumes the figura Christi, the shape of Christ's truth.
Caravaggio tried to draw us in, didn't he? His idea as an artist was to draw us into what's actually happening. No?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. The brilliant use of foreshortening in the supine figure of St. Paul, but then also in the horse, is meant to situate the viewer practically just a few feet away. Even if you're standing 20 feet away or simply looking at a photograph, you have the impression that you're right there, that with one step you could be in the same space. Caravaggio often does that. There's a famous depiction of the Supper at Emmaus, the earlier of Caravaggio's two versions of that theme, the one in London, where you feel that you are right at the other side of the table. You see the two disciples at right and left, Christ on the far side of the table, and your impression is that you're on fourth side of the table.
So in a sense, in Caravaggio, you get the word of God really coming at you.
The word of God invades your space. The word of God does not leave you in peace. You have to become part of this story.
Our thanks there go to Monsignor Timothy Verdon, Professor of Sacred Arts at the Theological Faculty of Central Italy. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.